The scent of burning huts and freshly spilled blood was sharp in Warren's nostrils as he lifted his head to roar his bloodlust out into the night. Distant sounds of battle, the final efforts of the defenders before death inevitably gripped them in his cold claws, and the crackling of many fires was the only response. He looked down at his last opponent into his blankly staring eyes turned to the stars, and sighed with satisfaction. The rush of battle receded with the slow pulse of his victim's lifeblood seeping out on the ground from the fist-sized hole in his chest. The amount of blood he needed to feast on before the rage settled was never consistent, the thrill of brutality far overshadowing his innate hunger, and this night had been no different. However, now that both his hunger and his need to kill had been sated, the restlessness that filled him with liquid fire demanded a different kind of quenching. For his brother, finding a willing woman after a night of slaughter was all he needed to fulfill the primal desires that governed their kind with an iron fist. For Warren, the urges were never that simple. He licked the blood still dripping from his lips and raised his head to the sky, nostrils flaring as he searched for whatever his instincts demanded to ease the roiling darkness within him. It had been more than 200 years since he'd fled to the wilds with his brother, and an unmeasured amount of time before that since he'd lost his humanity. He knew the violent, gnawing hunger tearing at him from the inside never went away, no matter how completely he indulged it. And yet he still tried. He had to try. Every instinct in his powerful body screamed at him with the rushing force of 1,000 waterfalls until he satisfied it. When the sweet scent of a terrified female reached his twitching nostrils, Warren's eyebrows rose in surprise at his own desire. Huh. Maybe Alaric's ways were finally starting to rub off on him. It wasn't that Warren was unacquainted with the female body, far from it, but he usually found his pleasure in playing with his prey rather than simply fulfilling the base needs throbbing through his body. Her scent came from somewhere north of the village, where the fires had yet to reach the thatched houses. He could smell other humans up there, undoubtedly the few women and children who had hidden from the attack, but their scents were hardly noteworthy. The only thing of interest, the only thing his mind could focus on, was her, the unlucky woman whose life would end in his hands this night. Warren ran, too far gone on the sweet scent of the female to care if anyone noticed his inhuman speed. He needed her, needed to consume whatever it was that called so strongly to him right now. She was inside a nearly intact stone building. His nostrils flared as he stepped in through the half-broken-off door, taking in the smells. An array of dried herbs, soot, and the even stronger, deeper scent of the woman met his senses. This was her home, and she lived here alone. There was no scent of a man overpowering enough to indicate that a mate shared her home. Warren glanced at the many bundles of dried herbs hanging from the ceiling, noting the sharp, medicinal undertone in their smell. She was the village healer. "Come out, little mouse," he called into the quiet room, in the tongue he knew was used on these shores. "You can't hide from me." He undid his sword belt and let it fall to the ground with a clatter. He didn't need weapons to kill humans, but it was part of the disguise that allowed him to blend in with the raiders. Being unarmed might make her believe he was less dangerous. He always did love when his prey came willingly.